We're doing those minutes. We read Shema in the morning and at night in fulfillment of the biblical commandment to read the Shema b'shoach chov kumecha, when we lie down and when we awake. Aside from that, when a person lies down to sleep, even though he's fulfilled his biblical obligation by reading Shema in shul, a person, when he lies down to sleep, our sages say, there are all kinds of potential harms that could happen to a person when he lies down to sleep. Chazal say that a person is chazi. Take a look how a person doesn't get sick and he doesn't even know to thank God. He could come in contact with people with all kinds of illnesses and all kinds of things could happen to a person. And he doesn't even know to say thank you for all the things, all the potential harm that he saved from. Well, the same thing at night. Night, we sleep, and sleep is 1/60th of death. Chazal said, every person has all kinds of potential harms all around them at every given moment. You can understand it as germs. Chazal called it mazikim. However you want to understand it, as spiritual beings or in the physical world, if you want to understand it as germs. Bottom line, when a person's sleeping, he has less protection. He doesn't know what's happening. So it says, Yalzu chasidim b'chavod, yichanenu al mishkevotam. We say that chapter in Tehillim, in Alelukot. So it says, Cherv pifiyot biyadam. They have a double-edged sword in their hand. What's a double-edged sword? That a person goes to sleep out of words of Torah. And so we say Shema. Even if a person read Shema and fulfilled his obligations, he says Shema when he lies down to go to sleep, at least the first parsha of Shema. A person should accustom himself to saying all three parshiot of Shema, just in case he misses Ma'ariv one night, he forgets to say Ma'ariv one night. If he always is used to saying the three parshiot of Shema when he's lying in bed, so then he'll never end up missing the biblical obligation of reading Shema. Even though technically you don't have to read all three, once you've fulfilled your obligation in prayer and alvit, it's a good habit to get into. Laila tov.